Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a book called Extreme Devotion. It's a daily devotional book that has 365 stories of the persecuted church that you can read and pray about every day of the year. You can get your own copy at thevoice@vom.org. Today we move to Bangladesh for part two of a story about Andrew. The Muslim leader was shocked to find Andrew, the Christian evangelist, sitting in his living room with his own family, sharing a meal together. He was shocked because he had recently offered a large reward to have this Christian killed. Now Andrew was in his home, telling his own family members about Jesus. "What's going on here?" he screamed. "What's this man, this infidel, this enemy of Allah, doing in my home?" His daughter-in-law began, "I asked him here because he, his Jesus, has healed your son, my husband." Her story continued in a rush of words. "He has been sick for 18 years, but today this Christian, Andrew, came and prayed for him. He laid his hands on him, and now he is well. Jesus has healed him." The man saw his son's excitement as he told how he had felt the sickness leave his body. This was the first time in months that his son had gotten out of bed. For the first time in 18 years, he felt no pain. The man's anger was replaced with a sense of relief and happiness. He didn't choose to trust in Christ that day, but he has become an ally to the Christians in that area, and has helped many avoid jail and persecution. The man who once put a contract on Andrew's head now welcomes him with open arms. John 12:32 says, "But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." Christianity is a see-for-yourself type of experience. When the Muslim father walked into his home, Andrew was not preaching a three-point sermon on the triune God. He was not berating the man's wife and children for believing in Allah. He was having a meal after praying with the Muslim family. They had an empty sick bed to prove God was real. Likewise, we must remember that God's truths are self-evident. The pressure is not on us as the messengers to say and do the right things. We do the right thing whenever we proclaim the gospel to others. Jesus will draw their hearts to him. We must let the evidence of Christ's reality speak for itself. Amen. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.